to all men, all mankind. And the third thing is the message, particularly for you as believers, both of comfort or blessing and of a calling, how God calls you to Christian living through the resurrection. But the first message that I want you to think about for a moment is the message that in the resurrection is a powerful declaration that Jesus Christ was indeed the Son of God. That was in our scripture we just read. It's printed in for you in the bulletin. That Jesus Christ was declared to be the Son of God with power by his resurrection from the dead. And all the hope and the peace and the encouragement of the gospel is wrapped up in the question, is Jesus who he claimed to be? Jesus claimed to be the Son of God. All the hope of the promises of the gospel are wrapped up in that one question. Is he indeed the Son of God? And the resurrection of Jesus Christ declares that he is indeed the Son of God with the mighty word of power. The fact of the resurrection is the most substantiated fact in all of human history. The fact that there are those who don't believe it, even though they will accept evidence for far lesser things we accept are true in history, is not a question of whether the information is there. It's a question of their will. It's a question of the deadness of their heart. And the fact that any of you actually believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God is an evidence of the power of that declaration. That Jesus Christ has been given the power over death and over hell and over the deadness of men's hearts. And so the resurrection of Christ is a wonderful and amazing and powerful declaration to us of the deity of Jesus Christ. The resurrection, a second message of the resurrection is a message of warning. That is, not to trifle with this one who is the Son of God. Jesus himself, in his conversations with his disciples and with the scribes and Pharisees, spoke about a general resurrection. There will be a general resurrection at the end of time of all the wicked and the righteous. He says, "Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice, and they will come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation." And Paul adds his thoughts to this when he's preaching to pagans at Mars Hill in Acts chapter 17. And after he rehearses characteristics of the glory of God and the character of God, he brings them to the reality of their need for the Lord, their sin. And he tells them that God commands all men everywhere to repent because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world by the man whom he has appointed. And he has given proof of this to all men by the resurrection, by his resurrection from the dead. And the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a guarantee to each of you and to all those outside these walls as well that there is going to be a day of reckoning. This is a sober message of the resurrection. There's going to be a day of judgment. And all will be raised. And all will stand before the throne of God and have to give an account. Some will be raised to condemnation. Some will be raised to go into everlasting life, the glory of life with the Lord forever. And so the message of the resurrection is a message of judgment. And if that's the only message we had of the resurrection, you and I would be just filled with despair. Because who of you can stand before that throne? Who of you can say to the Lord, "Well, look at all that I have done"? Who wants to put the ledger sheet of your good deeds and your sin before the throne of Almighty God? The psalmist said, "If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, who could stand?" But we have to hear the message of the sober message of the resurrection of the day of accountability to come. And the resurrection guarantees that of Jesus guarantees that day will come. But we have a third message, and I'm going to spend most of my time here, and this is the message for believers. Those of you that have trusted in Christ, and there's two aspects of the blessing of the resurrection to you, the message of the resurrection to you that I want to encourage you in this day. The first is the blessings that come to you in the truth and the message of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the first blessing is the assurance of your justification. You ask yourself that question, how in the world am I going to stand before the throne of God? Well, this is the answer. Jesus suffered for our offenses and he was raised again for our justification. And the resurrection of Jesus Christ conveys to you the blessedness that you are justified before God. That when you stand before the Lord, you don't stand in your righteousness. There's no merit in you. The merit is all in Christ. And when God calls you to account before that great throne, your eyes are going to be totally directed to Christ. And Christ is going to stand and say, I paid for that one sin. The blessedness of the resurrection is the message of your justification. It's the ground of your hope. Remember when we went through 1 Corinthians 15 and Paul countering those who denied that there was a resurrection made the point that if we have hope in this life, we are of all men most to be pitied because we've embraced a lie. We've preached a falsehood. It's an empty pursuit. Why in the world are you here? But he goes on to say, but indeed Christ has been raised from the dead. Our hope, not only in this life, but our hope for the life to come. If we have hope only in this life, what's the purpose of our suffering? Why go through the trials that you go through? Why deny yourself anything? If there's only hope in this life, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. But there is the hope of the resurrection that gives us purpose and meaning for everything that we encounter in this life. There's the assurance of your own resurrection. Because Christ is raised from the dead, he's the first fruits of all those who have fallen asleep. He's the guarantee of your own resurrection, your own bodily resurrection on the last day. He guarantees that fact because he's been raised. You, as in Adam, all die, so in Christ, all in Christ will be made alive. And you die as the dust, the body returns to the dust, but when you're raised again, you will be given a new body and live forever with the Lord in the new heavens and the new earth. The message of the resurrection for you that believe is a glorious hope for your future. This life is not the end. As wonderful as moments in this life are, and I encourage you to enjoy that. Being here together with you today is a wonderful joy. This is a happy day. But this isn't the end. The life to come is far greater. Because some of you are sitting here with aches and pains and soreness and this and that and the other and a discomfort or whatever. And one day you and I'll be sitting together and we won't have to talk about our headaches or rheumatism or whatever it is. All we'll be talking about is the Lord. The message of the resurrection for you that believe is a great resurrection of your justification, of your hope, of your own personal resurrection. And it's a message to you of comfort when you mourn. This perhaps is one of the greatest encouragements and comforts of the resurrection, that which most of you have experienced here, is you have experienced the loss of someone you love. Might have been a child, might have been a brother, a sister, a parent, cousin, a friend, but probably everybody's lives in here have been touched by death. Death is the great enemy. It seems to be the one that is victorious over us. Brings great sadness into our lives, a great sense of loss, a great sense of emptiness. But as Paul said in that passage we read earlier, Paul wants you to grieve. He doesn't. The Bible never tells you don't grieve, but he doesn't want you to grieve as those who have no hope. What is it that gives you hope? It's because Jesus died and rose again. That's what gives you hope in your grief. Because you know on the last day, the dead in Christ will rise first, and then we who are alive will be caught up together with them. And so we will be together forever with the Lord. The message of the resurrection to believers is a great message of comfort. That even through the tears of grief, we can have peace and hope and comfort. The message of the resurrection for believers is not just a message of encouragement and of the blessings that we are confirmed to us through that, but it also brings us a message of calling you to Christian obedience and faithfulness. It's the resurrection is an essential element in saving faith. In Romans 10, Paul says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. The belief in the resurrection of Jesus Christ is an essential element to true saving faith. Now, there may be those who are early in their Christian experience who struggle with different aspects of the faith, and God is definitely very patient and kind and compassionate to us. But ultimately, our Christian faith is established and confirmed through our reception and belief in Jesus' resurrection from the dead. It's an essential element of our faith. But in addition, it calls you to a new set of affections. In Colossians 3, Paul says, if you then were raised with Christ, which happens when you trust in Christ, seek those things which are above where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on the things on earth. So as a Christian, hearing the word of the message of the resurrection, one of the things that Christ is calling you to is to a new set of affections. Where is your mind? Where is your heart? Is it on the things of this earth? Is this where your attention is? Is this where your devotion is? Now, that's not to say we aren't involved in the things of this earth. We are. I mean, we have to work. We have to care for our children. Eat, sleep, do all the things that are part of this life and participate in that. That's totally part of it. But the idea is, where ultimately is your affection? Is your priority in the things of this earth, or is it lifted above? Is there another priority? Is it more important to please God or to please yourself? And the message of the resurrection is that Christ calls you to set your affections on things above. To answer the question, which is more important? Is it more important to please Christ or please yourself? That you're called to answer that question. It's more important that I please Christ. It's more important that we as a church please the Lord. And have our affections upon Him. The encouragement of the resurrection, too, is a reminder that you and I, as we think about the Christian life and think of the challenges of the Christian life, we think it's an overwhelming responsibility. And part of the message of the resurrection is that God will provide through Him everything you need for life and godliness. In Ephesians 2, it talks about how you, when you were dead in trespasses and sins, God made you alive together with Christ and seated Him in the heavenly places. You're not in this world on your own. You're not left to your own strength and your own wisdom and your own energies. In Ephesians 4, Paul talks about how each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gifts. Because when He ascended on high, He led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. the message of the resurrection for you and I as we think about the awesome responsibility of living the Christian life is that we're not on our own. We're with Christ, and Christ is with us, and He poured out in our hearts His Holy Spirit. And it's His strength, and it's His grace, and it's His help that helps us to keep going, to persevere, to live a life that would honor and glorify Him. So, beloved, I would encourage you to hear the message of the resurrection, the powerful declaration of the deity of Jesus Christ, the sober warning that the resurrection guarantees there will be a day of accountability. But the message to you as believers is that you will be ready for that day as you are found in Christ, justified, raised with Him, strengthened by His grace to follow Him all the days of your life. May you, O Lord, may you find in the Lord and the message of His resurrection a prompting to bow in Him, bow before Him in humble adoration, and to live with expectant hope. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we do thank you so much for the wonderful truth of Jesus' resurrection from the dead and how it, Lord, calls us to glorify Christ as the Lord and King of our lives.